Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Attention, Paddy Power new account exclusive. Paddy's feeling very generous this week, and the Football Ramble fans can avail of an enhanced price of 6-1 on Roberto Soldado to score any time against Arsenal in this Sunday's North London derby. It's currently 21-10. New Irish and UK-based accounts only, and all customers must be over 18. Sign up through www.paddypower.com/ramble. So that link once again for that Soldado 6-1 special, www.paddypower.com/ramble with no spaces. You need to have this link word perfect to get your hands on it, so please type it into your browser exactly. See facebook.com/footballramble or the Football Ramble on Twitter for more details of Paddy's promos.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Football Ramble. Drop that beat and move your feet. Yes, yes, my name is Marcus and Pete's with me.
Someone's had a drink.
And Tango. And Jim's back!
Yeah, I've had a drink. Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm back. Yeah.
That's why the Ramble's late by 2 whole days.
Jim's here.
And
Jim's
I'm not
here.
Sorry.
Jim, it's bloody good to see you.
And you too. It's good to be back.
Luke's not here.
Which is,
no.
He's on holiday, isn't it? Which is like a little holiday for us.
For everybody listeners, I think you'll agree.
Whenever we're on holiday, he always says that we're at Sex Pest or something. So let's make sure we say that.
No, but he actually is.
Yeah, yeah. He really is.
We've seen him around girls. He's weird.
Even when he's not around them. Hang on a minute here. Sky Sports have started calling the Championship, League One and League Two, the FL72.
They seem to have done this just of their own accord, though, don't they? There's no official change.
Well, while you've been away.
Yeah. It's madness.
They obviously couldn't
get Planet of the Apes.
They couldn't get through to you, Jim. Well, that begs the question. If you could rename a league from Planet Earth, what would you call it, Pete?
Instead of the Brazilian League, I would call it the SBTKO.
Yep.
The Something's Bound to Kick Off
League.
I reckon I'd go for that, personally.
Yeah. You wouldn't get done on trade description.
No, I really wouldn't. Sorry, I was just taking a sip of my delicious sports drink. Sports Mars milk drink. I mean, how they could put that in a sports bottle, I do not know.
This is getting very Wayne's World. We're not getting any sponsorship money for that.
No.
Mind you, I did reference what I'm having a little sip of.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. I'm the only one who's not sold out so far, guys.
Council pop.
Oh, you enjoying your lovely cup of Paddy Power, are you? Delicious. Delicious.
Jim, what are you going for then? What would you call any league of yours?
Delicious odds. Well, I'd go with the same theme, with the FL72, and I think I would enforce this upon Sky that they had to call it the Dregs. So they'd pay all this money for it, and then they'd have to just call it the Dregs and be really dismissive of it.
Tim Lovejoy over there.
No, I don't think it's the Dregs.
But below the Premier League.
But exactly, they can't lump it all together like that. Like those 72 clubs, most of them have nothing to do with each other.
And most of them have more history than most of the teams that are in the Premier League anyway.
That's a good point, that is. And also, the clubs below, at the bottom of League Two, are a far cry away from the top of the Championship.
Absolutely. it's all the same, isn't it? It's all the same.
Why don't they just have
one... 72. What are they doing?
Just have one massive league of 72 teams, but you only play half the teams once. And if you're unlucky, all of your games could be away.
Yeah, and if you get relegated, you have to stop until it's just the Premier League left.
The FL4. Sounds a bit sinister, doesn't it? What am I going to get? I would call the Europa League the Cup Winners' Cup.
Yay!
Presumably you changed the format as well, though.
Oh, yeah. It would naturally...
Remember when we gave away the Twitter profile, for the Twitter account for...
The Cup Winners' Cup.
The Cup Winners' Cup. Yeah. Then I couldn't...
Steaming success.
Then I don't think I don't think we did. I don't think I did, because I think I lost the password. So if anyone wants to have a crack, I'm sure it was very simple. Yeah. I think the password might have been Nedved, I don't know. But it's at Cup Winners' Cup, I think, as I recall.
He was the last one to score the winning
goal.
Yes,
he was.
Final.
Yeah, there it was a clever password. But I think it was Nedved, anyway. I couldn't get back in last time.
Well, if you want to have a go, that's the password.
Yeah.
Take your best shot, 4chan.
It's quite apt, isn't it? But it's, you know, defunct already.
Or I would call the Champions League the Champions and Other Teams That Finish Close to First Spot League.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that would be the points then. That's fine. It's fine.
Any league Luis Suarez plays in.
Yeah.
The Bit Racist League.
Good. Mm. A strong Pete. The Bit Racist League.
The Bit Racist League.
Biting satire.
Or what about the League of Funk? Every game is played at the Cave of Funk. A joke from last season by Pete Donaldson there.
And all the teams come on to the theme, the Funkasaurus theme. The WWE wrestler.
Okay.
Somebody call my mama. Oh, somebody call my mama.
It's damn funky.
Yeah. It's damn funky.
Well, that's all good ideas, ladies and gentlemen.
So all ideas.
If you want to go out there and try and put them in place, we're not going to stop you. We're just going to inspire you. Let's move on to a league which is called Premier. It's the Premier League.
That was something, wasn't it?
Did you like that?
Yeah, I did.
I haven't been working on it. There was the first blockbuster of the season, Manchester United against Chelsea, and it was 0-0.
Yeah, the blocks were firmly intact at the end of the game.
What I loved on Twitter, like, a lot of people just going, best league in the world, and all this sort of stuff.
The PL2.
Yeah. 0-0. The first 0-0 at Old Trafford since the 50s or something. Chelsea played a sort of strikerless system with Schürrle running around like a headless chicken. Manchester United did have the better of the play. Welbeck had a couple of chances, but the big story was that Rooney played, and he tried. He tried hard. He played actually pretty well.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I enjoyed watching him play football for a long time.
He was probably the only highlight of, well, one of the few highlights of the match.
He looked rangy.
It says a lot about the Man United fans that they were cheering him, and there were no elements just getting angry at what's been reported that he said and wanted.
But that's the culture around the club, which is
absolutely
a very positive.
Well,
winning
breeds positivity, doesn't it?
Doesn't it just? Mourinho was very impressed with that, wasn't he? He said, Mourinho before the game was massively tapping him up through the media, going, "Well, it's David Moyes who's pissed him off." He's like really, really underhand tactics.
But it's brilliant that the United fans, were smart enough to know how to respond to that.
Yeah,
and that kind of
it humbled Mourinho
after
the game.
Yeah, it puts him in a very difficult position.
Yeah, indeed. And he's apparently not handing in a transfer request.
He's also maintaining that he never did in the first place, isn't he?
Okay.
All those years ago.
No, because Ferguson had said he put in a transfer request at the end of last season, didn't he?
I'd like to hear what Paul Stretford, otherwise known as the truth bearer, would have to say about his agent. I see they've named a stand after him, Old Trafford. Maybe that was a part of the deal.
That's a good joke.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
I have been working on it. But elsewhere in the game, there wasn't too much to talk about. Ashley Cole looked like he dived. He was very unhappy. He was really pissed off with that.
I didn't see that. I was at work. I saw the match, but I didn't see the incident. Every time it replayed, I had something else to do. Which I think is, a strong point for that match being so exciting.
Well, you'll never be the fifth official. Was it a goal, Pete? Oh,
I don't know. I'm moonlighting in another job.
I'm directing helicopters.
both seemed quite happy with a point. But really, I suppose after that kind of game, the focus has been on each side's transfer activity, with Manchester United only signing a young fullback from Uruguay, Varela, and talk of one or two players here and there. But Chelsea have been very busy, in the market.
Very effective.
They've just got Willian.
Yeah, there's talk of, I forget his name, a player from Porto coming in as well. There's talk that that's going to shove Juan Mata out. As if Mata's going anywhere.
Well, there's big talk.
Why does this keep coming up?
Well, the chat isn't there, that Mata's maybe not one of Mourinho's type of players.
What excellent footballers. who time and time again brought Chelsea up by their bootstraps last season. One of those.
Yeah, he's two seasons he's had there, both. He got Club Player of the Year. I keep hearing the word dynamic, as if Juan Mata's not sort of dynamic.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Can produce a goal out of nowhere, can put a cross in,
But he doesn't track back that hard, Pete.
Right, okay.
So,
well, that's what he's employed to do. Well, when you've got no strikers, why bother?
Yeah, that is true. But I think what people are saying is that someone like Willian is very much work rate. If you look at Juan Mata, or you think of Juan Mata, you maybe don't think work rate. Probably because he doesn't have to. Because he's
think, you think lovely beard. Lovely ginger beard.
Lovely beard and cultured and educated.
Why Matters Work Great is called Ramirez.
That's
there's
right.
No need to interrupt it.
Well, yeah, but Arsenal have been linked to Jim. Well, yeah. OK, we'll come to Arsenal.
I think links to Arsenal are becoming sarcastic.
We'll come to Arsenal in a sec. We'll come to Arsenal in a sec. Because another man Chelsea have been linked with as well was Samuel Eto'o. Yeah, lovely to see him in the league.
Eto'o's what, 31, 32?
32.
I mean, I'm sure Eto'o's still a fantastic footballer. He's one of those players.
We said this when he left his last club, though, didn't we? Yeah. Like, there's no reason for him to go where he's gone.
Well, apparently they're trying to cut back on being insane with what they're spending. So, I mean, it's feasible that he could end up here. It'd be great to see him, but not at Chelsea. Surely they're enough of a monster as it is.
Yeah,
they've signed so many good players.
They have signed so many good players, but they've packed that midfield. I mean, you look at like Oscar, Mata, Hazard, Schürrle. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's and there's more. Well,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, Victor Moses.
Do you remember Michael Essien? Yeah, he's still there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Essien's nowhere near their first 11.
Yeah. I mean, Essien's not the player he was when they were last there.
He's a good player.
There's talk of Barr going back to Newcastle. What do you think about that, Pete?
I'd love it. I'd love Niall Ranger back at the moment, to be honest. Scored last night for Swindon. Wow. He actually put one in the net.
He did, didn't he?
Instead of putting people in hospital.
Sammy Amiobi nearly scored, didn't he?
Yeah, from
against
the post.
West Ham.
Yeah.
He didn't mean to.
No, he crossed it in and... who was on the line now? Oh, Crumbs. Who missed? It was...
Jimmy Crumbs.
Old Jimmy Crumbs missed. but everyone said it was the worst miss ever. I've seen worse misses by Newcastle United. Kieran Dyer in a match against Man City, I think it was, comes to mind.
Yeah, it was quite a tough one to take, to be fair, but he should have done better. just briefly going back to Manchester United, another thing I saw in the press, which we have to talk about, is that Bob van Persie, Robin's father, is an acclaimed artist in Holland.
Yeah, I've seen his pictures. They're quite good, actually. Yeah. They're quite emotive.
Whereas his son, of course, is an artist with his feet.
Well, he's kind of he's inspired by the crowd. So in the same way that his son is, I suppose, to a certain extent.
Is that right?
He's
inspired by money and disloyalty. Still not letting this one go. I'm not going to be over this until he either retires or dies.
Well, he kind of makes little sort of figures out of what looks like either like plastic bags or crisp packets or something.
Yeah. Indeed.
I reckon he could do a really good bust of Phil Jones.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. The many faces of Phil Jones. That'd be fun. Like a one-man hall of mirrors, isn't it, Phil Jones?
Well, where should we go from here? Let's go to Fulham 1, Arsenal 3.
Yeah, let's. Take that, Van Persie. You don't care.
Arsenal, way.
Yeah, they were excellent.
After buggering up against Aston Villa.
Yeah.
After buggering up at the start of last season.
Yeah. And they were clinical. We lost Podolski for a few weeks now, which is a shame. But his left foot is an absolute cannon. It's brilliant. Giroud played really well as well. It was a difficult finish for the first goal. And also the control to set up Podolski for the third one was brilliant forward play.
Giroud scoring.
Yeah, he's scoring a lot. I know he didn't score against Fenerbahce, but... He had 3-3 up to then. He's just looking a lot more confident in front of goal. The goals he's taken, they're all chances you would have seen him missing last season.
That's very true. Alan Hansen put it out something on Match of the Day that Arsenal often defended with all 11 players back in their own half and then broke forward in numbers. And
they've got the speed and they've got the stamina.
And the control.
Yeah.
But is that perhaps the way Arsenal should set up this season? Because they are, often said before, a little bit lightweight in terms of physical dominance. So they'll be a little bit out-muscled. But if they can soak it up a little bit and sort that defence out... Because they have some good defenders.
With respect to Fulham against a team like them, who are likely to be mid-table, I think that's a very canny move.
Yeah.
Because you can just... the great Arsene Wenger sides were always built on ruthless counter-attacking, where they just murder teams. Mm. And, you know, as soon as Arsenal outnumber teams, they just pull them apart. And in recent seasons, we've not seen that side from them. But clearly, you know, they're trying to instil that again.
Yeah, absolutely. But we have to talk about their transfers at the minute, I'm afraid. Yeah. And lack of. I mean,
absolutely maddening, boys.
What about the Matthew Flamini?
I'd be happy with him coming back because it's just getting body through the door now, and he's a versatile player. I mean, he's not really played much for Milan, so I've not seen how Flamini's actually kind of been. And I don't know if he's the same kind of player he was when he left, but I was gutted when he left. A lot of Arsenal fans were, because he was excellent. So, yeah, I'd be happy with Flamini signing because we need some bolstering in the midfield, especially with Arteta, you know, out at the moment. And, you know, he can't play a full season, surely. We do need a striker. I don't care how well Giroud's doing. I can't believe we missed out on Higuain. I don't understand how that happened.
I was particularly gutted for you.
Yeah, I mean,
there's an entire summer of missed opportunities for you to detail right now because this is your first ramble back.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the Higuain thing was just gutting. I'd heard that Madrid basically wanted a little bit more money when it came to the end of the transfer, which is classic Madrid brinkmanship. You've got to expect that from them. And I think he's worth the money. I think we should have paid it. Then, of course, we bid £40 million and another pound for Liverpool. Suarez, and the only way we could have looked stupider there was if we put in a bid for Robin van Persie. And it's just been so frustrating because clearly the team needs reinforcements. What they have done well is cleared out the dead wood, but we've not replaced it with anyone. Like it's great that, you know, Jovinho and Shamak and Arshavin and all these, you know, all these people that are just taking up wages, which is maybe unfair on Jovinho. It's definitely unfair on Jovinho. Are gone, but we just
signed
someone. I mean, the Kabay thing as well, just bidding $10 million really late on. It's like that's. He's obviously not going to go for that.
For a world-class player, you need... Well, he refuses to play. They say for a world-class player, you need world-class money, but he just refuses to play for Newcastle, so... poor dear.
But it's this... We told everyone we've got loads of money, and now we're surprised when everyone wants loads of money from us.
Can I do the email now? We've got an email regarding this particular one. Oliver Bell says, Yaya Sanogo.
That's how he starts email. He addresses us as Yaya Sanogo.
Yaya Sanogo. Yaya Sanogo. Has Yaya been the most mentioned player in the history of the Premier League that A, no one has ever seen play, and 2, won't start this season? You can't move for references to this young man.
That's all it is.
I don't... If you only read the Arsenal media, then yes. But otherwise... No.
I do like it. He's that angry. He's really, really pissed off. He's like, I've got to act. I've got to... Who to? The Football Ramble.
I mean, he's 20, this guy, isn't he?
So yeah, not Bell. Should know better.
He's very much one for the future. Or the intention is that he's very much one for the future.
Aren't they all?
He might have to be one for now.
Let's get one for now.
Absolutely, Arsene. Please get one for now. Get 4 or 5 for now.
Who's that guy who used to hang out at Popeye who said, I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today?
I can't remember.
Put a player on layaway. You'd have to pay for it now. Do one of those stupid deals that we have nowadays where you pay them after 50 appearances or something.
Exactly. But they have been linked as well. Probably not, but people are saying that. With Iker Casillas.
There's a strange kind of... as I say, it almost feels sarcastic. We're being linked with these really high-profile players like Suarez and Rooney and Higuain and Casillas and stuff. And, you know, Arsenal have never operated like that. It's because even Gazid has come out and said, you know, we've got lots of money to spend. We could, you know, afford a Rooney. That these rumours are just being allowed to happen. And Arsenal keep their transfer cards so close to their chest. I have no idea what's going on. Nobody does. And Wenger himself is getting frustrated with people asking because he keeps saying, I'll tell you when we've signed someone.
So but close to his chest.
It's so hard to second guess.
They're kind of falling into his shirt a bit.
Yeah.
I should say about the Casillas thing is he's still playing second fiddle to Diego Lopez.
It's incredible, isn't it? Mm.
Which is so but he's in very good form, though, as well.
Oh, no, Diego Lopez is a very good keeper. But it kind of, you know, when Mourinho was like, no, I like Diego Lopez, you thought, oh, he's just doing it to be spiteful, but... which he probably was, but it does show that that Ancelotti's gone with him as well.
Well, I mean, Arsenal, you know, they could do with a keeper, and to be honest, if they're going to part with money for any player on the field, goalkeepers are probably a little bit cheaper than everyone else. So
true, very true.
Or should they re-sign Robert Pires?
Of course, obviously.
Did you see him? He was playing football the other
day. Is he still on Villa's books?
Yeah, he probably is.
He didn't formally retire, did he? He just sort of went, oh, I'm going to go for summer, didn't come back.
Well, he was on holiday in Greece watching an amateur match between Storm Rafina and AO Mykonos. Quite like that. Ooh, Mykonos. Sorry, I thought we were...
chanting.
I thought I was alone. Some fans saw him in the stands and the Storm players asked him if he fancied the second half. And they trailed 2-1 and Pires came on, turned it around, scored and then set up the winner. Still got it.
Amazing good, stuff.
Good ball for the goal as well.
It was a lovely slip.
A lovely fairy tale story, that
is. Indeed.
Yeah.
At least Arsenal qualify for the Champions League, though, Jim.
Yeah, that's something.
Convincingly.
That's probably what it is, isn't it? All these amazing players going, well, we'll just hold off until we see if you definitely qualify. We'll get loads now. We'll have Messi.
But again, now you're through, you need to sort of pick up the slack and get a couple more bodies in because, you know, they're going to be nonsense bodies by this point in the season.
But the thing is, we need a centre-back. We need a defensive midfielder. We need a striker. You know, we need probably another couple of players as well that are ones for the future, perhaps, because we've sold so many players or got rid of so many players. Looks like, you know, we will hang on to Bentner, which is something. You know, normally we'll lose a big player, but
where is he?
God, I don't know. He's been on holiday for about 3 years, hasn't he? So
yeah.
Who knows? Traveling.
We mentioned the Champions League at the time.
He's backpacking.
Yeah, he's backpacking.
Interrailing.
Celtic haven't played their second leg against Shakhtar Karagandy. But Karagandy have caused a bit of a stir with animal rights groups as they sacrificed a sheep before the home leg against Celtic.
That's disgusting.
They were odds on to do it. Well, I say odds on. They were going to do it at Celtic Park as well until people were like, you can't do that. I love the quote from this. Their Russian man in charge, the coach, said in a press conference, as far as we know, in Scotland, the agriculture is very developed, so it shouldn't be an issue to find a sheep.
Yeah, because that's the problem, isn't it? Everyone's going, no, you can't do that here. And they're going, oh, what, they don't have any sheep? that's not the issue.
I think you'll find we can do that here. No, that's not what we meant.
If Andrew WK started the party like that, nobody would want to party with him.
No, absolutely. And it takes a lot for people to not want to party with Andrew WK.
Exactly. It's a test of any party.
If
really.
You want fun,
any animals.
Yeah, that's it. When Kevin Campbell went to play in Turkey, I forget which club.
Oh, they did think of blood in his head.
That's right. They sacrificed, was it a goat?
They sacrificed Bentner.
They sacrificed Darius Vassell. No, they sacrificed it was a goat and or a sheep. A farmyard animal. And they put the blood of that animal on his boots. And that's when he played his first home game.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that... Was it Galatasaray?
I think it was Galatasaray, wasn't it?
I think maybe it was Souness who sacrificed the goat. But yeah, there was something like that. It's crazy, really, is the thing.
Souness's flag was actually a really stiff snake.
Are sheep getting easier to sacrifice, Andy? is what I would say. We mentioned Newcastle. They played West Ham. They drew 0-0. There was a banner at St James' Park, the Red Joker, near the clown of the Premier League. No real comments to add on that.
Well, I think it was a lovely picture that they'd done. I don't know whether they'd clip arted it or somebody had painted it, but I think stewards made them take it down. I think that was the picture that they
You were slagging off Chelsea fans for their banners, but you're all right when it's one of your own.
It was a good banner. It wasn't like, you know, bits of newspaper and pasta shells. Was it?
Just a quote from Wikipedia, isn't it, really, that? I'm joking here.
That's what's on his card. Yeah.
Joking here going back to Newcastle makes me worry that I'm just like a sort of bit part character in one of your nightmares, Pete. It's just too ridiculous to be real.
Yeah, but, you know, that idea only comes to the fore because you're not wearing any trousers, Jim.
I like the air around my balls.
dear.
Now, Newcastle, they've got Loic Remien on loan.
Mm. Yeah.
For the season.
That's to replace Noel Ranger, isn't it?
Don't worry, though.
In a way.
Yeah.
In the bad boy stakes.
Don't worry, though, because Kinnear came out this week and basically said, me and...
fucking...
me and Mike Ashley and Alan Pardew went to meet Mike Ashley on his private boat. And he just told this story about him going on a bit of a jolly. And it's kind of like, well, do you want to hear this, Joe, to be honest? That's the last thing we want to hear right now. Judge me on my... Well, we will. We will, we will, and we have.
You belligerent badger.
Judge me on my results. Excellent. Best thing you said all day, Joe.
Oh, good God.
He starts a story and instantly forgets what the question was and then just carries it on. There's a load of people sat in front of me. I better entertain them. But yeah, but when he said...
Swearing will buy me some time.
That'll shock them. He said that before the season started that they sat down and they agreed that the squad was big enough and strong enough to finish in the top half of the table.
Well, that must be encouraging, Pete. they've got this one. Don't you worry. You just
did they mean before last season? Where before we lost Demba Ba, before we got rid of James Perch, before we got...
James Perch being in the way. Being away, but you've sold James Perch. You didn't like that, did you?
No, well, no. But I just think if we're going to lose anybody out of the squad, at least it can play in a few different positions.
Yeah.
We just looked abject in the last two matches. Mm-hmm. I guess Manchester City, which I think but it was still...
It's a tough start.
It is a tough start, but also there was
Ned to Cardiff.
I think we had three touches in the box. Three. in a home in an entire match.
Incredible.
Horrific. when Sami Amiobi comes on and you go, wow, this looks better. Against
this
West Ham,
kid's got something.
Nearly scored at the post.
When he came on, he looked like he found a bit of room on the left. He looked quite useful. I was like, we're talking about Sami Amiobi here. And I want to invest my time and my energies and my love in him as much as anybody else. Yeah. Hot diggity dog.
Yep. I love it when people celebrate that he nearly scored. Newsworthy if he nearly scored.
Big enough and strong enough.
That's the bottom line.
Papa Cisse.
Mm-hmm.
He threw a barbecue. For
fans,
it was Lee Sharp-esque, if anybody remembers that little story.
Yeah,
apparently he does that sort of thing now and then for the fans. They were all loving it, weren't they?
Wouldn't you?
Would you have gone?
I tell you what, Colaccini had a bit of a barbecue last Colo's party. Yeah. He had one back in the last season.
Big thing in Argentina, isn't it? The communal barbecue.
Yeah.
An asado, as posh English people would say, trying to pronounce it in Spanish.
There'll be loads of fun.
Would you have gone?
Yeah.
I like the thought of you there.
We should go on. We should try and sort this out. We should go.
Indeed.
Let's have a barbecue around Papis's.
Well, I think you should go to the next CSA barbecue. But enough of that. Let's go back to the Premier League. Cardiff City with the first big result of the season. They beat Manchester City 3-2.
Wonderful.
That is flipping marvellous.
Yeah.
It really is. Fraser Campbell.
Yeah.
King
of
the acrobats.
He had a couple of good chances and he thought, well, it's not going to go his way because his speed just had everybody beaten at times.
He's a good player, is Campbell. And he's been
unlucky with injuries.
He has indeed. He could be one of those players like a Darren Huckabee where he has two brilliant months a season.
Yeah.
And then he kind of fades away.
And he gets sold to the MLS with an amazing video dossier.
It's the best goal ever.
He's the best camel ever.
So hopefully he can kick on. I mean, he's been called into the England squad, I think, once.
He has, yeah.
But he had a wonderful afternoon.
Brilliant for Cardiff. I mean, a really important thing if you're coming up is to make your home ground a bit of a fortress. And this is such a brilliant thing to build on and try and do that.
And Cardiff as well, their fans are very raucous as well.
I was so happy for Bellamy. That was such a great home start for him.
Yeah, indeed. It's nice to see him back in the league, actually. Is it bad that I quite like Craig Bellamy?
No.
Yeah?
No, he's interesting, isn't he?
He's a character.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
I mean, he might be a knob, but, he's still an interesting character.
He's not boring.
Absolutely.
I don't think he is a knob, though, I think he upset a lot of people at my football club, but, sometimes I don't think he respects...
anyone.
I don't think he respects pedigree. I don't think he respects unless you, in his eyes, you've earned the respect. I think he never got on with Shearer, and I think there's something to Alan Shearer, not necessarily being the most modest of human beings.
Bellamy is someone who certainly knows his own mind.
Yeah.
And will not...
There's a lovely VT before the match, I don't know if you saw it, where Craig Bellamy's been interviewed by...
It's Jeff Shreevesy, I'm
afraid. It's Shreevesy, isn't it?
Yeah.
On the touchline. No, it's not on the touchline, but he's like in some kind of like Brookside Claw sort of thing.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And this child keeps appearing from behind Craig Bellamy, and they're disappearing. And she keeps on... Every time he moves his leg left, she moves her leg left.
You can't see the body. It's just like he's got a child's leg.
Sometimes she's there, sometimes she's not. It was weird. Really, really weird.
But great and compelling viewing.
It really was.
Manchester City, their goalkeeper's made another error. He made one against Scotland, and another bit of an error. David Platt said something interesting.
I can't believe that mistake against Scotland is a real mistake. In the grand scheme, is that a goalkeeping mistake?
Well, I think of your build as one of the best keepers and a world-class keeper, then that is a bit of a...
Paiuka got lobbed, so...
When was that? Against Ireland?
Mm.
Yeah, and he spilled one in the World Cup final against Brazil, which hit the post. Yeah.
Rubbish.
Exactly, yeah.
Dog toss.
Overrated. Dog toss at that.
Paiuka, dog toss.
Jesus.
That's why he retired. He'd still be playing if it wasn't for that.
That goes double for you, Campos.
Well, less of that. But David Platt said, obviously he left the club when Mancini was sacked, and he said that they'd planned to sign Asmir Begovic to replace Joe Hart as their number one.
That's big talk, isn't it?
It is big talk, isn't it? Like, Hart's a very... He's better than Begovic. I mean, Begovic is a very good keeper as well. But that's a bit rash, isn't it? he knows his football. It's also worth pointing out that Negredo scored his first goal for Manchester City in the Premier League.
All for nought.
Elsewhere in the Premier League, or do we want to talk about Manchester City? They're going to buy themselves an A-League club, Western Sydney Wanderers.
Yeah, they have dismissed it out of hand, though, haven't they?
Have they?
They've said that this is nonsense.
Before Marcus had read it.
Yeah, clearly.
They have said, we've never even considered putting in a bid. We've never had any dossier about this.
Is that right?
Because the rumours are they're looking to buy an Australian club, Sydney Wanderers, I believe it is. But they've, you know, they've said, come off it, Speller. Stop starting these weird rumours about us.
Well, they've got their hands in American sports. Maybe they were doing down under. But obviously not. Hull City Tigers beat Norwich City 1-0.
Norwich City Canaries. Yeah,
it's a great win for them.
Yeah.
Back in the big league. They've got themselves 3 points. Well done, chaps. It was never a penalty, though. Stoke City beat Crystal Palace 2-1. Schumack!
Yeah, great
Schumack
finish.
Schumack attack!
Yeah, you know what? I really hope Schumack does do well at Palace, because he had a rough time at Arsenal, and a lot of people were really angry at him for his attitude, which is, I think, fair enough. But I didn't realise this until recently. He was actually being blackmailed while he was at Arsenal. He had a really rough time in his personal life. So, you know, I hope he can just put all that behind him and, you know, be the player that we all thought he was going to be in his first sort of 6 months or so at Arsenal. So, good on you, Marouin.
Yeah, well done, pal. Another man who's leading the line well is Daniel Sturridge.
Yeah, what a goal.
Lovely goal. I said on the pod last week, he's perhaps the only English player who's got a touch of class and flair, that kind of little bit of bag of tricks, if you know what I mean.
But then he did do that celebration against Notts County, and they nearly went out as well.
I thought, when I saw him do that celebration against Notts County, that sort of dancey one, I thought, bear with me.
Not the time.
Bear with me. If he scored the winning goal in the World Cup final for England and then did that celebration,
it would take the shine off, wouldn't it?
It would piss me off a little bit, to be perfectly honest. But, you know, football fans are fickle, they say.
But, you know, I think Sturridge is putting himself in a good position to be a starter for England within the next few years.
Oh, definitely,
like,
yeah.
He can keep this form up. Sturridge and Suarez playing together. It's got a ring to it, hasn't it?
Indeed.
That could be brilliant.
Well, for England.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Villa were unlucky away to Chelsea last week, but they've started the season very brightly, despite difficult running, Arsenal away, Chelsea away, and Liverpool at home.
Yeah.
They're certainly quite an exciting side. I mean, Lambert's really kicked them on since last season. Bloody hell. Bloody hell, fire. Spurs, they beat Swansea 1-0, Soldado with another penalty.
Ah, it's the only goals they can score, innit?
Yeah, well, it would appear that. Now Gareth Bale's not interested in even
Spurs.
Training.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's on the way, isn't he?
Do you think?
Come on, Marcus. I think you know that's happening.
That reach Edinburgh.
Yeah.
I just hate when a player is about to get signed, he just suddenly goes, right, I'm not playing anymore because I don't want to get injured. I just find that...
It is a bit naughty.
You could get injured at any point. I find that very distasteful and disrespectful to your previous club.
Is this a message to goodbye?
No. fucking dream board. Didn't kiss us goodbye.
Zinedine Zidane said, I know what it's like to be the most expensive player in the world, and I can hopefully offer him advice and mentor him. My door at Real Madrid will always be open for Gareth, and during his first season, he will need to use it.
He will need to use
it. Does it lead out onto the pitch or something?
You may be the most expensive player in the world, but you are not Zinedine Zidane. That's what that says to me.
Yeah. I like to think he's got a lovely skylight to reflect his bald pen.
Oh, yeah, another notable egg.
Indeed.
He's the notable egg, isn't he? Spurs have done a lot of business in the transfer market.
They have done a scary amount of business, haven't they?
Might not gel.
They've done theirs and Arsenal's business.
They have, yeah.
they're not finished. They're going after Ajax's Danish super kid Christian Eriksen, apparently. Who's a real player? I'm surprised he's still. I mean, no, it's a flipping big club. Don't get me wrong, but
I'm presuming the money's all in their bank from this sale. To be honest, yeah.
they have signed Vladimir Chiriches from Steaua Bucharest, who was the one that Bakali blocked the transfer. But he's obviously said it's okay now. Apparently, I read somewhere that Bakali could be in trouble with the powers that be at prison because he was alleged to have used other prisoners' phone cards without their consent.
He's in prison and he's still finding ways to be corrupt.
To be awful. Yeah. Because most prisoners are very well behaved.
Indeed.
Eric Lamella, young Argentine forward, has also gone to Spurs from Roma, it appears.
Yeah, they're looking good.
Flipping heck, Jim. Before we move on to another country, Shrewsbury Town.
Yeah, friend of the Ramble, Murray James, was up in Edinburgh for a bit, and we hung out, had some beers, like lads. And he told me a very weird story about his team, Shrewsbury Town, which is that at the moment they only have 15 kits, because they've got a new kit for the season.
Like 15 shirts.
15 shirts, yeah. But the kit was made in China. And the boat that was transporting the kits from China to England was hijacked by pirates. So somewhere in the ocean are some pirates.
Probably just wearing Shrewsbury kits.
Yeah, wearing Shrewsbury town kits.
Called the Shrews as well. Around.
Yeah, it, why not?
It works.
Yeah.
That's a lovely bit of work.
Mental, isn't it? So watch out if you're sailing.
Do they want to borrow
them? Oh, there's Shrewsbury town. It's not Shrewsbury town.
They are pirates.
Yeah. We're going past the Somalia coastline now, and it looks like Shrewsbury to... Uh-oh. do they want to borrow the Ramble kit? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if you want it, Shrewsbury, get in touch.
It's got numbers on the back and everything. Mm. Badge.
Last night, before we move on to anywhere else, last night, Burton Albion at Symes. That header at the back post...
I think this is against Fulham.
Yeah, Michael Symes' header at the back post is probably the best back post header I have seen in about three or four seasons. Getting me big licks out early.
Yeah.
Getting my big talk out early.
But from
what I saw from a studio monitor, like right across the room,
It
looked like a very, very good header indeed. Wow.
Love that.
I just wanted to give him mad props for that because that was a lovely bit of work.
What about Brian Ruiz's lucky penalty? Did you see that? he hit it off the post, and the keeper had gone the wrong way, but it's hit it off the post and then gone right across, hit the keeper on the backside and gone in.
Nice. You should get like an extra goal for that.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Reese are finishing it off, finishing the shootout off. Lovely. Oh, yeah. He'll do that.
Fired them into the next round. Scottish Premiership.
Mm.
Do you watch any while you're up in Edinburgh, Jim? Doing your lols?
No, I did not.
No, missed the chance again.
I went up to see Jim, but I didn't tell him any lower league football stories. So I feel like I've let him down somehow. Went to see a couple of gigs, had a couple of drinks.
How was it, Jim? Time in Edinburgh.
It was fun, yeah. Pete came up.
Yeah.
That was the highlight, really.
Yeah, what a fun cauldron that is to bubble away in. Celtic dropped points at home to Inverness Cali. They had to come from two goals down as well. Cali are top of the league, 3 points above Celtic. I mean, I've said it before, I've said it again. This could be the year.
Oh, stop it. give it a rest.
I thought since you've been north of the border for a while,
I'm not going to be any more sympathetic.
Hearts won 2-1 against Aberdeen. They move on to -8 points.
Wow.
What was that noise? Wow.
Wait,
Henry's
that.
Cat.
I didn't mean to do that sort of feral gurgle. It just sort of happened. You can probably hear my voice is broken from the mud of Edinburgh.
Orangey vomit coming out of your nostril.
St Johnson, despite losing, they're on the same points as Celtic. We have a game in hand. I suppose that doesn't mean anything either, Jim. Shall we go to Serie A?
Let's
go to Serie A. Big spenders, Napoli. Off to a good start, beating Bologna 3-0 with two goals from Marek Hamšík and a goal from new boy Jose Callejon.
Mm.
Formerly of Madrid.
Yes. Napoli look really good this season. I know, obviously, they've lost Edinson Cavani, but they've replaced him with Callejon and Higuain as well, and they've managed to hang on to Hamšík and Inler and players like that. They could do something.
Yeah. Mm.
Higuain.
Stop.
Jim said to me before we came on, he was like, when I watched the Napoli highlights, I felt gutted watching Higuain like he'd left.
Yeah, it felt like seeing Fabregas or Van Persie. He'd never even played for us. Like, it's ridiculous. It's got to this stage. We're losing players before they even play for us.
Your face jammed against the window of the sweet shop. To be fair, Higuain's had a terrible week.
He has had an awful week. He may go a few more weeks without scoring. Because he played in that game, didn't score. But yeah, nasty accident on the boat trip. Hitting his head off some rocks, injuring his jaw.
What was he doing?
Horrible stuff.
Jeez.
Was he like... He must have been snorkelling.
No, I think...
But just very badly.
He's not jumping into the sea, but obviously misjudged it.
Heck, it's the sea. There's so much of it. It's so hard to get that wrong.
Yeah, well, it's not funny. Right, you had to have stitches.
The thing about doing a waterbed spot is that if you arrive late, you don't get rocks in the face.
Yeah,
you just miss out on a header.
It's a problem, isn't it? Mm. The Napoli president was rather pissed off with his medical treatment, saying, "I saw a picture of the wound and I'm willing to ask my lawyers for €100 million in damage. I figure that I will donate to charity." Mm. He's clearly said that at the press conference and they've all looked at him and gone, "I'll donate it to charity." And if he gets that money, will you still be donating that to charity?
That's an easy day rate for the lawyers there, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, he also said, "I'm tired of not having decent medical care. Politicians must be taught a lesson."
Who's he suing? Like the hospital, the state? Yeah.
Take that champagne gravity out of your throat and go vote, mate. That's what I'd say to that. Juventus. They got handy away. When didn't they? Sampdoria. Carlitos Tevez. getting the only goal. He's bloody loving it there.
He's doing well there.
Scored in the Super Cup final.
It's good to see him in Italy, isn't it? Because he's not in England anymore.
Yeah?
I just find him really annoying.
Do you?
Yeah, just really needy, grumbly little prat. Good riddance. I enjoy him as a footballer, but I just find his constant needy moaning annoying.
It shows what a quality player is, because he's just turned up there and he's just gone straight in and settled in very nicely.
Well, he's a, you know, personality aside, he's a top-class footballer. Yeah. Oh, he's a lovely little footballer.
Little mediocre of work.
Milan, though, they slipped up away from home against Verona in their first match of the season. Their new signing, Andrea Poli, got the opening goal superbly taken. He's quite a good young player, actually. I mean, he's 23 years old, so he's not a teenager, obviously. But when he was coming through the ranks at Sampdoria, there was a lot of noise about him, I think. So he's hopefully going to start showing off and giving the world what he can do now he's at Milan. But it was an old man, an old guard, who got the two goals for Verona. 36-year-old Luca Toni scored both with headers.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Love Luca Toni.
That's how you do it, son. Got Verona the points. But Milan were without a handful of first-team players, including Prince Boateng, De Jong, Montari and Pazzini. I did what, like, Allegri said when he was at the press conference before the game, and he said, "The thing that annoys me the most is that I won't have Pazzini." I
love that. That's how I'd give a press conference. Start with a moan.
Oh, don't you care? Prince Boateng, he's not having that, surely.
I love it. The reaction to, you know, him not having Pazzini is that it's annoying.
Well, it is, isn't it? Fiorentina, they won 2-1 at home to Catania. They've got quite an exciting side.
Giuseppe Rossi. I didn't see that Rossi went there. I missed that one.
Rossi and Gomez up front.
It's not bad.
That is a lovely one, isn't it? So let's see what they've got in store for us this season. So Serie A is underway, ladies and gentlemen, I can officially say. The Bundesliga has been going for a few weeks so far this year, or this season. And Bayern Munich, they've dropped points already away to Freiburg.
It's over, it's finished. Yeah. Legacy's done.
Done.
Do you think Hanks enjoyed that result?
No. I think he'd be a professional man.
A professional.
Well, they're still top of the league, though, but just by 1 point. But Borussia Dortmund and Bayer Leverkusen and Mainz have won 3-3 and have a game in hand on Bayern. Leverkusen have an in-form Sidney Sam.
Whoa.
He got a brace in their 4-2 win against Mönchengladbach. And ladies and gentlemen, that's Sidney Sam for you. And Bayern, they are to play Chelsea in the Super Cup on Friday in Prague, so we look forward to that. This is the only trophy that Jose Mourinho has yet to win in his glittering career, but it's Jose versus Pep.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Lovely old job, that.
It's going to be lovely.
And Prague's a lovely city.
It is.
Decimated by stag do's at the weekends, but it's a lovely city.
Go during the week.
After a stag do.
Where?
Munich.
Are you? Mm. Oh, for Oktoberfest?
No, when does Oktoberfest? Well,
for a wedding.
Well, come on now,
for a
wedding. I'm asking him that.
No, what? he said stag do.
Yeah, exactly. The stag do is to honour the wedding, isn't it? It's not let's go to Oktoberfest.
No, I know it's September.
Someone.
Yeah, I know someone. Oh, the wedding's in September.
What?
Hang on a minute. Let's get back to the football.
God, what's happening here?
I know stag do's that have gone to Oktoberfest. And it happens in October, Pete. Right.
Thanks, mate.
Moving on.
This is why
we only talk about football.
Let's get away
from...
We've
got nothing in common otherwise. It all just gets confusing.
National football, you say? The England squad's been announced for the upcoming World Cup qualifiers. Everton's Ross Barkley and Tottenham's Andros Townsend are the big surprises. But are they, though? If you saw Ross Barkley playing against Norwich City, you'll think, wowzers. Mm. A young Michael Ballack, as Martinez has said.
Moyes rated him very highly, didn't he? Brought him in. Was he 16 when he made his debut?
Yeah, he's 19 now. Mm. Yeah, he looks like a right player, doesn't he?
Mm.
How will English football conspire to stunt his talent?
he's got those lovely rosy cheeks that young lads have.
Yeah.
Before they've been able to grow a beard.
I mean, what do you think of the England squad? Are we happy with that? I mean, Sterling's in there. Yeah, not played very much football this season.
Townsend's a good inclusion. I think it's a nice little mixture of old and new in there. And, you know,
Ricky Lambert.
That was brilliant, wasn't it?
It's nice to have him back in there.
Yeah. Why do we score every... Well, to be fair, you know, I mean, players like Peter Crouch have really, really good England records, but we don't sort of go, oh, my God, Peter Crouch is in the squad again, but, like...
He scored 11 in a friendly at home to Jamaica or something like that.
That number gets bigger every time we think about it.
Oh, was it 12 then?
It's 13, Marcus, as you well know.
Any Mr. Penn. Staying with international football sorts, we're going to go to the FIFA house. Sepp's spoken. He expects a decision on whether the 2022 World Cup in Qatar will be played in the winter to be made soon. He said, I would be very much surprised, more than surprised, if the FIFA committee, executive committee, will not accept the principle you cannot play in summer in Qatar. And then he went on to say, what will be following... This would be then decided later. That's not a typo. That's what he said. I know
that's
English
like something
is
from Babelfish.
I know English isn't his first language, but still, it's funny. So he said, you know, the decision at the time was taken to play the World Cup in Qatar, but they knew this because it was in the technical report. The heat. It doesn't need to be in a bleeding report. It's no. in the Middle East, in the yes. desert.
I mean, why is the FIFA executive committee? Why are they involved? Surely it's scientists saying a human body cannot even walk around in the middle of the desert without protection.
Do 90 minutes. Imagine if the games are half an hour each way.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to have to do.
And the ball's a water balloon, so when you kick it, you go, relax. Refreshing.
England will still never get a touch. But then he summed up his little speech, Blatter, by saying, therefore, the executive committee, these are the people who he said are going to make the decision, now shall take the decision, and they will take it, that in summer you can't play in Qatar. When everyone signed up to bid for that World Cup, it was under the premise that the World Cup would be taking place in summer.
Absolutely.
Or in the Northern Hemisphere summer.
Yeah, they now can't be annoyed at people for being annoyed at them for wanting to put it in the winter.
Yeah, exactly. Richard Scudamore, head of the Premier League, said it's not happening. End of. The
does he have that authority?
I'd like...
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, what is going to happen in that sense? I guess every league will have to take a break, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
The money will already be pocketed, so yeah. It will happen in Qatar, guaranteed, but it will happen in the winter. It has to. Like, physically, you can't do anything else, really.
Tell that to the Scood.
You can't air condition an entire stadium, and then there's training facilities and all that junk.
Oh, blimey, O'Reilly. Let's get away from that, and let's go to something positive and upbeat. It's Pete's game!
Yes, it is!
I haven't lost this in ages.
Happy Yamastami, everyone. Mm-hmm. Happy Yamastami. Right. Okay. Pete's game. Woo! Not trying to find the file or put it in, am I? Just let me click on this little thing. Found it! I was born on the 12th... Oh, no, wait. I need to come up with a name, don't I? I forgot about this bit.
Someone tweeted, didn't they? Rule Fox Busters.
Rule Fox Busters.
Not that easy.
Rule Fox Busters.
I'm so sorry. I can't remember your name, but you know who you are. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I was going to come up with all of them this season, but today's been pretty hellish, to be quite frank.
Yeah. Get on with your clues.
Get on with your clues. I was born 12th of October, 1963.
Stop. Paolo Maldini.
No.
I guess, Jim, you're usually good.
No.
This is your round, mate. Longer it goes on, the less chance you have.
Next clue. I played for Halifax Town, Rotherham United, Everton, Notts County, Sunderland, Blackburn Rovers, Manchester City.
Dion Dublin.
Tottenham Hotspur, Aberdeen, Blackburn Rovers, Crystal Palace, Preston North, then Rotherham United, York City on loan, and then I signed for them permanently, and then Mansfield Town.
Bloody Nora.
Thought I'd sing it to keep everyone interested.
Journeyman.
A journeyman. That's a lot of clubs, isn't it?
Mm.
Paul Rydell? No, you
got to say stop.
Stop.
Naughty. Just blurting out Paul Rydell.
Well, it's not Paul Rydell, so I'll have another guess.
Yeah.
Which I don't know.
That was outside the boundaries of a question.
Yeah, go on. Oh, stop. John Burridge.
No.
Oh.
No, Jim. An injury to Neville Southall kick-started my career.
Ooh, oh, goalkeeper.
I would have definitely said John Burridge.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop. Les Seeley.
No.
No, he played for Man United.
Who's left? Who of those mad journeyman keepers has left?
Peggy Arpexad, but you didn't say Liverpool, so I know it's not him.
For many years, my nickname was breast-related.
Stop. Andy Dibble.
No.
No, he played in Scotland far too much. He didn't mention any Scottish clubs.
Stop. Barry Tits.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Go on.
Well, think of some words for breasts.
Bill Knocker.
You don't have to put a name to it. Just think of a... Right, so it's not knockers.
This is what the show's descended into.
That's all you got.
I've not got anything.
What?
I've not got anything. I don't
the reason why I got my breast-related name was when I was at Tottenham Hotspur and it was a match at Loftus Road.
That helps less, if anything.
Tell us what you've done us, Pete.
Booby Mims. Bobby Mims.
Oh, Bobby. Booby and Bobby.
Oh, my God.
I do remember Bobby Mims, though.
Well, you're not here, didn't.
You win, Pete. Yeah, you can't claim that.
I do remember
that's not how this game works.
I do remember a flair existing of that name.
Can we have Brian Penis one week? It'd be so much better.
Dear.
Do we have time for an email? We've got a little email. Just a little one.
Let's round up with an email.
Yeah.
This is from Kenny B.
Yep.
He says, I just watched a Salt commercial on YouTube that had Luke talking about football racism while eating roast chicken. Yeah, that is on the internet.
That is
so
actually on the internet.
Go and have a look for that.
On the internet.
That is the end of the show.
It is.
I'm calling it. If you want to get in touch, the email address is show@thefootballramble.com. The Twitter is @footballramble and the website, of course, is thefootballramble.com.
I would just like to say a big thank you to all of the Ramble listeners that came down to the show in Edinburgh. It's much appreciated. Thank you very much. And to Pete as well for doing the same. So cheers, guys.
Well done, Pete.
Thank
we
you.
Had a drink, didn't we? And we saw Peacock and Gamble who were good, and Peacock and Gamble pulled me out of the front row.
More than one drink.
We did. As always, Absolute Radio are providing the studios for the Football Ramble for this season. So thank you to them. They will have live Barclays Premier League commentary from 3 o'clock this Saturday afternoon. It's a big one for Speller and me, I reckon. Newcastle versus Fulham should be a good match.
Why would I care about that?
Yeah, why would you care about that?
Because
it's near Scotland.
Really weird.
Oh. Oh dear, that's it. Say goodbye, Pete.
Goodbye, Pete.
Say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me, my lovely
Booby.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.